Zok de Elga Mishnah Baita Masech des Trumas Perig Zayin Mishnah Beis Bas Kayan Shen Nisses Li Yisrael. Here we have a Bas Kayan that got married to a Yisrael. As a result, she can no longer eat Truma. The Achakach afterwards Achla Truma, she ate Truma, but Bishaygeg, Zok de Mishnah, Mishalemis is a Karen. She too pays just the Karen, just the principal amount. The Eina Mishalemis is HaChaymish. She doesn't pay the extra Chaymish. The Chiyab of paying Chaymish is only by someone who is a, shall we say, a bona fide czar. Although she can't eat truma, we don't really consider her a czar. The Torah says, V'chol czar le'yechol kaidish. Technically speaking, if she would become an almana, or a grusha, she goes back to her father's house, if there are children. So she's always tied to her husband then. But if there are no children, she could go back to eating truma. So we see that b'etzem, she doesn't really lose her status of kahuna. It's just that right now she's married to a kohen, she can't eat trum. Even if she has children, the children pass away, she can eat trum. So she's not a full czar. Furthermore, misasa, if she was mezana while she's married, b'sreifa, her einish would be sreifa. The pasuk says, u'basish kohen kisecha liznais. Pasuk goes on to say, be'esh tisareif. So even though she's married to Yisrael, she's still called a bas kohen. She's still in a higher madrega. And therefore the einish is more chamer. Vayter zok de Mishnah, nisses li echad mikol ha-psulim. She was married to one of the psulim. For example, she was married to a chalal. A chalal is someone who, let's say his mother was a grusha, his father was a kohen, he wasn't allowed to marry her, and he's born out of a marriage that was aser for a kohen. So the child is a chalal. Or a nasin. A nasin is from the gevinim in the times of Yeshua, or a mamzer. So she will never be able to eat truma again. What happens if she eats truma b'shaygeg? Mishalem is keren v'chaymish. She pays the keren and the chaymish. She's never going to be able to go back to eating truma, so she is considered a total czar. And umisas, if she's mezana b'chenek, like a regular eshes ish. Divi Remeir, Zeyalt Remeir. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, Zu v'zu, whether it's a Bas Kohen that's married to Yisrael Kosher, who can go back to eating truma, or it's a Bas Kohen that's married to one of the Psulim, who cannot go back to eating truma. Should she eat truma b'shaygeg? Meshalmes es hakeren ve'eina meshalmes es hachaymesh. She does not lose the chaymesh. Even though she married someone who she wasn't allowed to marry, and she'll never be able to eat truma, she's still not called a Zara. The Ansem, she doesn't lose her Kiddush as Kohuna. And therefore, Umisasna, she's Mezana while she's married, Besreifa. She would get Sreifa, not Chenek, as is the Einish for a Bas Kayan. This is the aside that I heard from Rav Shor Zechut Sadik Levrachim Rosh Hashiva. He quoted many Svarim that from the Einish, when Chazal talk about the Einish, they really mean to teach us how Chashiv the Indian is. For example, if someone's chayv karas for eating chametz, what does that mean? It means that for not eating chametz, you become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone's chayv misa, b'mezid or b'esrav, he's mechal Shabbos, what does that mean? The schar is always much more than the einish, merubim yidataiva. It means that someone that's shomer Shabbos becomes closer to chayim, becomes so much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bezin actually gave misa very rarely. The Gemara in Masechtas Makkos has a machlekes, whether it was once in 7 years or once in 70 years. What we learn from the Einish is how chashiv the Etzem Inyan is. If there's a sign, don't enter this premises. You know it must be a chashiv place. If there's a sign, if you enter this premises, you may be shot. That means that the king is there. That means it's more chashiv. We're not emphasizing the Einish. We're really emphasizing the Kedusha. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us here. The Chachamim are saying that even though she made a very bad mistake by marrying someone she wasn't allowed to marry, she won't be able to eat truma. But she still has kiddush as kahuna. That's why she doesn't pay a chaymish. She's not considered a czar. Misasa b'sreifa shows, we hope Chas v'Shalom she'll never do an aveira, but the fact that she would be chayv sreifa if she did, shows us that she still has this kiddusha. She's not a total czar, and the kiddusha of kahuna doesn't go away.